System. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the theme song of the newly crowned NXT Tag Team Champions. That makes three out of the four major titles to finally head to the Undisputed Era. And of course, big thanks for that theme song there. Welcome to the NXT Podcast. This is NXT The Podcast, episode number 2. And we got a great show lined up for you today. Got a lot to talk about, obviously, with NXT being last night. We're going to go through that show. We're also going to go through NXT UK because, and the reason why we're going to do that, first of all, is because we talk a lot about NXT, period. But secondly, because we have an NXT TakeOver show that's going to be taking place this Saturday. So we're going to get you ready for that. This is sort of the go-home show, if you will, for NXT UK. And there was a lot of cool stuff to take place on NXT UK, including something I want to talk about right out of the gate. There was an interview done this past Monday night after Raw was over. And it was with a man, perhaps you know him, his name is Cesaro. And it would appear as though Cesaro is going to be appearing at NXT TakeOver UK. That is, first of all, awesome. I think it's going to be fantastic. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from NXT UK. I love it. But I will tell you this, anytime you can add Cesaro to your show, you're doing a great, great job. And obviously, you know, it's not the first time they've had a WWE superstar come out and be a part of the NXT UK show. Obviously with Finn Balor, we saw that before. So this is not the first time that this has happened. But the interesting thing is with Cesaro. See, Cesaro is... He's such a great talent, and he's so underutilized, in my opinion. And that, to me, is why I think he would do really well in this situation. Now, regarding the card for TakeOver, he is not scheduled to compete at this point. Now, obviously, we know he will. Who it's going to be against, your guess is as good as mine. This card for NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff, I mean, just is stacked. I mean, I have to tell you. Let's just go through some of the matches here for NXT UK TakeOver. You ready for this? Let me just go through some of them. The United Kingdom Championship, of course, is going to be defended. The current champion is Walter. That dude is crazy good. Crazy good. If you haven't seen Walter, you need to go watch because it's pretty awesome. And he's going to be putting the title on the line against Tyler Bate, who, again, Tyler Bate is another guy that is just, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe Tyler Bate. He is phenomenal. Him and Pete Dunne had probably one of the greatest wrestling matches I've ever seen not that long ago, a couple years ago. Maybe less than that, a year ago? I mean, it was not that long ago. And if you haven't seen that match, do yourself a favor right now. Well, after the show. But do yourself a favor. Go to WWE Network and go watch it. It was for the UK Championship the first time. They had fought once before that in the UK tournament. And that match was awesome. But I'm telling you, that championship match between Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, it was just unbelievable. And if you haven't seen that, again, do yourself a favor and go watch it. But this match between Walter and Tyler Bate is very interesting. A lot of interesting dynamics in this match. To me, I think that Walter is going to probably retain. I don't see Tyler Bate winning this match, but I do see Tyler Bate making it interesting because that's the kind of wrestler that he is. He's phenomenal. His moves in the ring are smooth. Not a lot of guys can hold a candle to Tyler Bate. And we're going to see that this Saturday afternoon against Walter. And it's going to be awesome. All right, next matchup, we're going to talk about the NXT UK Women's Championship. Kaylee Ray is going to be attempting to defeat the champion, Toni Storm. Who Toni Storm, again, is another one of those talents where, I mean, she's just great. She's great in the ring. She did very well in the women's tournament. Just phenomenal. There's nobody to me, other than maybe Rhea Ripley, who we're going to talk about later on in the show when we talk about NXT, the show this past or yesterday. But Toni Storm is right up there. I mean, she's one of the best women they have in the entire company. And the sooner that they figure that out, the better off it's going to be for her as well as the company. Because Toni Storm is just... She's really good. She's very good. And she deserves to be the champion. Now, Kaylee Ray, I'm not taking anything away from her because she's very good as well and could easily be champion. I really believe that. But at the same time, Toni Storm right now is just very good. And I don't see the title coming off of her. At this point, there's really no reason to do that. So, that's one match that I think the title will not change. I think Toni Storm will win. And again, I think that Toni Storm is going to make this match probably more exciting than Kaylee Ray will. And that's not to downgrade Kaylee Ray, but, you know, we talked about this with Io Shirai and Candice LeRae. I think it's a good match on paper. It turned out to be that match at TakeOver was fantastic, but the whole former friends and now bitter enemies thing, it doesn't always work. And I think that WWE tries it too much. But still, we'll see what happens. But I think Toni Storm will win. Keep moving on here. The Tag Team Championship is going to be a triple threat match. Grizzled Young Veterans versus Gallus versus Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan. I think, and if you watched NXT UK yesterday, you'll probably agree with me. I think that this has the potential to be the best match of the night. It's fun. All three of these teams are phenomenal. I am interested to see what's going to happen with this championship because I don't think that I'm leaning toward Gallus getting the championship because really they haven't done much yet. They're still kind of fresh. But I think all three of these teams are great. I just don't see a title change happening in this particular case, because I think that Gallus has more to do. Now, will this be the match of the night? I think so. And I'm super invested in all three of these teams. NXT UK is not, I will say it's a great show, but it's not at the level that NXT is at. And maybe because it's new, I don't know. That could probably be it. But again, we'll see what happens with this match, too. All right, so let's move on. We have Dave Mastiff versus Joe Coffey. This is going to be a last man standing match. I think Mastiff has to win. Has to win this match. Because I think that Mastiff probably has the best chance of beating Walter for the UK title. And this would be a huge step in that direction. But Coffey will probably go out of his way just to destroy just to destroy Mastiff. But I still think Dave Mastiff will win, and I think this is the first of a big step for him to become the number one contender. So I think that match could also be the match of the night. So anyway, all that being said, those are the matches we have. I think that NXT UK has an opportunity this week to have a very good program. They had a great show yesterday. If you watched NXT UK yesterday afternoon, they had a great show. And they usually do have good shows. If you've watched NXT UK like I have, you've seen that the product is maybe not as good as NXT, but it's right there. I mean, it's still a good show. And I think the TakeOver event this Saturday afternoon is going to be awesome. And I really believe that. So we will see what happens with that. All right, so let's jump to NXT real quick. We're going to talk about the show last night. And, boy, what a great show. What a great show. If you missed NXT last night, you need to go back and watch that too, because I'm going to tell you, it was a great show from top to bottom. I mean, it was phenomenal. NXT, again, is just at a whole nother level, and they're getting ready for this big debut live show, two-hour program, you know, on September 18th, which is Wednesday nights. It'll be going live on the USA Network, and we're all excited for that, too. And I cannot wait. First of all, if NXT is anything like what it is now, and they don't change it, we talked about that last week, if they don't change it, I think it could be even better than it is now, which is saying a lot, because for NXT to be better than it is now is a big stretch, because NXT is on another level. It really is. But when you do a live show and you have an extra hour, hopefully that'll give an opportunity for some younger talent that don't have a whole lot of experience in NXT right now to come in and start to, you know, make things better. I think that the only interesting thing about them going live is what are they going to do with TakeOver? Because when you start to do a two-hour program, just like with Raw going to 3 hours, that obviously means you have more time, which means you have more wrestling, which means you have more storyline, which means you have more matches. You know, what do you do with TakeOver? You know, TakeOver's success has basically come from the fact that there's not, you know, a five-hour program filled with matches because we have so many people on the roster. But now that you're adding time and you're also, you know, moving to a major network, then that means you're going to have to keep up with that. And so I'm interested to see what TakeOver is going to look like, if it's going to be, you know, I'm so worried. I'm worried at the same time. I think Triple H is going to do a great job. Please don't get me wrong. But what I'm worried about is, are they going to ruin the quality of TakeOver by doing this? You know, when you have NXT on the WWE Network, it's an hour show. You generally get 3 to 4 matches, 3 matches usually, and then you have time to promo a couple matches. And then, you know, you have a segment, maybe. But now it's going to be a whole different thing. You're going to be, basically NXT has turned into, and it's already been this, but it's turning in officially into its own brand. Now, NXT has been its own brand, but now they're going to a whole different place that they haven't been to. Raw, SmackDown, and NXT are 3 separate brands now because of this TV time. And I think that that's probably been the plan all along. But at the same time, I have to see more of what happens. I don't want to sit here on this show and just be like, oh, well, this is going to be bad because of this. This is going to be bad because of that. No, that's not fair. It's not fair to do that. I can't sit here, you know, 3 weeks before they go live every Wednesday night and sit here and just complain about what they're doing or not doing, because guess what? They haven't done anything yet. So if they keep the product the same way, then I have no gripe about it. Even if they don't, I have no gripe about it, because I think the NXT roster is really good right now. And I think that it may not be as deep as it used to be, but I still think that it's as good as what we've seen. And I'm hoping that gets better. That's one of the things I am looking forward to. Again, I mentioned it earlier, is giving talent an opportunity. Giving these new guys an opportunity to come in and make a statement on TV and to do this stuff and to get ring time for these younger guys who don't get a whole lot, because you only have a limited amount of time to do TV. So there'll be some guys you'll see and I used to live in Florida. I live in Alabama now, but I used to live in Florida where, you know, I would see these guys go to NXT St. Pete, NXT Largo, NXT, you know, just all these live shows, and you'd see these guys and just say, well, why isn't he on TV? And then you start to see, and you're like, okay, well, this is why. And not that they're bad, it's just they just don't have time. They don't have enough time on the show. So now you're opening up that door. So I'm interested to see just kind of where they go with that. So I wanted to just talk about that just for a quick second. All right, so let's talk about NXT last night. Great show, like I said, up and down. Started out with Cammy Fields versus Io Shirai. Oh, my goodness. This heel turn from Shirai, brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. Fields came in virtually unknown. She came in last night, really fought for a couple seconds, but Shirai just destroyed her. And this is exactly what Shirai is supposed to be. This is what she's supposed to do. She came in and did this heel turn, and now she's on fire. The crowd really likes her. Crowd's really into it. And then, of course, Shirai, after she wins, goes to grab a kendo stick and goes to beat up Fields. And then, of course, who comes in to save the day but Candice LeRae? And she came in attacking her with the kendo stick. And obviously, this Candice LeRae program with Shirai is just going to continue. And I think it's going to continue with the NXT Women's Championship at some point. I don't know if it's going to be right now, based on what I thought it would happen sooner than later. But apparently, that is not the case based on some events that happened last night, which we're going to get to in just a second. Let's move on. So, again, if you missed it, Shirai defeated Fields last night via submission, which was a very good match, by the way. All right, let's talk about the next match, which was the match of the night for me. Keith Lee versus Dominic Dijakovic, which I am just not pronouncing that right, and I want to apologize. I've tried, and it's just not working. So please don't hate me. But Lee and Dominic, oh my gosh, what a match. If you look back at the match they had in February, it was, oh my gosh, it was great. But this match was so good from top to bottom. Wrote down a couple things. There was a slingshot crossbody, nasty lariat, clotheslines, spine first, ring apron, super kicks, the Fosbury flop, which I think is hilarious. There was a big moonsault out of the ring from Dominic. I mean, that was just a great, great moment there. There was a spot where Lee was doing a Spanish fly on Dominic, which that was awesome. Again, the Feast Your Eyes was the winner, and Dominic actually got the win over Lee. But I'm going to tell you this right now. This whole match was great. I mean, great. This is A-plus type match we're talking here. It was awesome. Both of these guys, I would love to see another match between the two. I know the first match ended in double count out. This match, Dominic was the clear winner. But man, This was a great, great, great match. If you get a chance to go watch this too, there's a lot of stuff to go watch that I'm telling you to go check out. But if you get a second to go look at this match, do yourself a favor, go do it. Because, it was really from top to bottom, it was fantastic. Interesting to see where they go from here. Both of these guys, I think Dominic could really, really begin to make his rise. And fill that role of talented, big man. I think Keith Lee's the same way, could really be the dominant big man as well. So I'm interested to see where they go with this. Are they going to have another match? I hope so. That would be great. But if they didn't, hey, this was a great way to end it. I think that it was time to do it. The way that they sold it with the video package last week was great. And then, of course, to come out and to just have a 5-star match. I would give that a 5-star match last night. Definitely good. So if you get a chance to watch that, go check it out on NXT last night. It was very good. So we move on to our next segment. And Shayna Baszler comes out with Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke. They come in all together, get ready. And right as Shayna Baszler is about to speak, who comes out but Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley, surprise, came out to the ring, took the microphone from Baszler, and laid down the challenge and said, "You've never beat me, Bia," which I'm not going to say the word because I don't say those words. But it was awesome. What a great surprise moment to have Rhea Ripley come out and to just stand right in the face of the Lions. That was great. So obviously the next program is going to be between those two. It's going to be good. Going to be great. So we'll see what happens. Rhea Ripley could potentially be the next number one contender. Don't know that officially. But what a great opportunity they have to make this match. So we'll see what happens down the line. Obviously, you would think the next program would be between them, but we'll see what happens. And then, of course, we get to the main event of the evening, which we talked about last week, the NXT Championship match. The Street Profits versus the Undisputed Era. Again, we all know what happened. Spoilers, unfortunately, ruined this. And I think that's going to be the other good thing about NXT going live, by the way, is that we won't have to worry about spoilers. Unless things happen at a live show, that's not, like an NXT St. Pete or an NXT Largo or on the road somewhere, like when Samoa Joe won the NXT Championship from Finn Balor. Again, something like that. But with the opportunity we have now to go live, it's going to take spoilers out of the game. Surprises will be better, like we just talked about with Rhea Ripley. So I think that's going to be a great opportunity too. So the Street Profits and the Undisputed Era went at it last night. It was a great match. I don't think it was better than their takeover match. I thought the takeover match was a little bit better. But it was still a solid match all the way around. And of course, Undisputed Era did win the NXT Tag Team Championships. So we now have two, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have two out of the three major titles now belong to the Undisputed Era, with one being left, and that is the North American Championship, which currently stands with the Velveteen Dream, baby. And we'll see how that unfolds moving forward. But again, this match was good. It was good. It wasn't better than the takeover match, but it was still good. Both of these teams are very good. The Street Profits have kind of been more heading toward Raw. They've been on Raw for probably over a month now. And so it's really not a surprise they dropped the belts, but I still think it's pretty cool that they did. And also, by the way, little fun fact for you. Undisputed Era are now the first ever 3-time NXT Tag Team Champions. Third time's a charm. So, again, another cool moment that happened courtesy of the Undisputed Era. So, definitely fun. All right, so That is the show for today, and we are really looking forward to NXT UK, which is coming your way this Saturday. Make sure you check it out on the WWE Network. And that is going to be, I believe, and I'm just checking to look this up just so I don't give you the wrong time. It's going to be this Saturday, August 31st. And I believe it is at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you guys check that out. Again, it is on the WWE Network, NXT TakeOver, UK, Cardiff. And that is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal card. So make sure you are watching. All right, guys. Well, once again, my name is James Ludeman. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys follow us at NXT This on Twitter. We are on SoundCloud. We're also working with our friends over at the WWE Podcast. So you can check out our stuff on there as well. And once again, we thank you so much for listening today. Check out NXT this week as we are getting ready for the live show here in just a few weeks. We'll be back with you next Thursday. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend of wrestling. Check out NXT, and it's going to be a fun time. All right, thank you so much. This is NXT, the podcast. Talk to you next week. See ya.